design and technology. I could have spent a month flipping through the pages and been totally happy. The room was decorated with all kinds of nautical artifacts and maps. There were saltwater fish tanks, too, some filled with specimens so rare. Even Bayport Aquarium didn't have them. But all that was nothing compared to what we were about to see. Mr. V ran his fingers along a row of books, settling on one with a battered leather spine, and pulling it toward him. Joe and I stood there with our mouths hanging open as the entire wall slid away, revealing a secret lair that rivaled the Batcave in coolness. We were staring at Mr. V's own magnificent private aquarium. The 12-foot-high walls were made entirely of floor-to-ceiling glass. Behind them must have been at least 200,000 gallons of salt water filled with flowing kelp forest and an array of awesome creatures, including rays and small sharks. It may not have been as big as Predator Reef, but to find something like this hidden inside a house made it just as impressive. It felt like we were standing underwater in the middle of a vast seascape. This was to be Captain Hook's new home, Mr. V said quietly. Joe and I shared a glance, reading each other's minds. There was no doubt anymore that Bradley Valador was the one who'd built the escape hatch beneath Predator Reef. I'm ashamed to admit that there were selfish motivations for my participation in the aquarium's new exhibit, he said. Still, I pride myself on being a conservationist as well as a collector. When Captain Hook arrived at the Bayport Aquarium, I saw the perfect chance to acquire a rare...